Hi, it's Joy Schwarz here, and with the Vision Board book and a podcast, and we've got a terrific guest here joining us from Hawaii, from the Big Island of Hawaii, from Kona, and we have Dr. Matthew James. Hello, or should I say aloha?
Aloha, Joy. Thank you very much for having me on.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about your work and what it is you're doing over there? And I know that your website is www.huna.com, but tell us a little bit about, in general, what you're doing and then what Huna is and how it fits in as a nice complement or maybe even prelude to the law of attraction.
Of course. Well, I teach a concept called Huna, which was passed down into my family. It's a fourth generation lineage that I carry. And Huna is a modern or Western label for an ancient teaching called Ho'omana. Ho'omana meaning to make life force energy, or Ho'opono, to become right with yourself. Huna literally means obscure or hidden wisdom. Some textbooks refer to it as being a secret, but not as in a secret as in I know something you don't. It's the secret that the most successful people know, that when they learn that, it's no longer huna or hidden. It becomes very apparent.
Wow.
And so I go around teaching people about how to uncover that which is secret to them.
So is it a healing art? Is that what it is?
It definitely, when some of the first Westerners came here to the islands, their notebook said they found a group of people who were almost devoid of mental and emotional disease. And one of the things that made that possible was definitely the teachings that are a part of Huna, how to have a release of negative emotions when they come up, how to focus on what you want. I mean, one of the laws that I teach is the law of attraction. And I also teach the other concepts about the law of perception as projection, the law of cause and effect.
Okay, we're going to stop just there for a second and go back to, this is a means to integrate mind, body, and spirit. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And it sounds to me that this is something that is very complementary to the law of attraction, maybe even a prelude, something additional that we may cover in the workbook that goes along with this book, The Vision Board 2. I'm going to stop at this point and go back to something we talked about prior to the call, where how does the idea of a vision board, or what I call visioning, fit in with the ancient Hawaii? Well, of course, we know that they have this phrase called talk story, where they talk among themselves and the elders share wisdom and all of that. But how does, you were saying something about the kahunas or the teachers actually using a maybe a mental version of the vision board?
Absolutely. Papa Bray talked about the importance of having a visual outcome or a visual picture of your goal. What is it that you're going for? What is the result that you're looking for? And to have that clear picture in your head of your outcome so that you move towards that. So vision boarding would have been very important, although they didn't have the material to create one. They did a lot of it within their mind and visioning exactly what they wanted to achieve.
Right, and we were talking about in the introduction to this book, I'll be talking about the petroglyphs, of course. Which were done in the early days in the islands and were a version of cave drawing or a painting or something about of that on the very ancient times, right?
Oh, absolutely. And they had tapa or tapa cloth, which was pounded out and you would dye it. And they had dyes, they had printing. And because of the fact that Uncle George always talks about how there were no minerals, there were no metals, there were no gold, silver, diamonds here in the islands, and the only thing that the people here in the islands had was aloha. And so incorporating this idea of living from your heart, trusting your gut, and following the vision that you have, a lot of the process or techniques that you find from Hawaii, they're done in your head. And some people would still then make an outer expression like the petroglyph.
Right, or the tapa. I'm actually pulling up tapa as we talk on the internet and looking at some of the pictures, and some of them are very pictorial in sense. So we can look into that a little bit later. Tell us two things that I have learned in the last 24 hours from taking some time to explore www.huna.com and then there is a press kit attached to it about you, and there's some wonderful articles there that people can enjoy, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a bunch of articles that I've written on being Pono, being right with yourself, and how to really create abundance, wealth, health, and well-being. These things were very important in ancient times, because if you weren't right with yourself, if you weren't Pono with yourself, moving forward on your path towards your vision was very difficult.
Wow. Well, let's talk about Pono. I'm just fascinated with this. P-O-N-O, and you have a wonderful article about forgiveness that is a breakthrough article for me, one of those aha moments, and I had just never heard this whole concept of Pono, and I, as you know, lived in Hawaii 5 years, and I may have heard it, but you know how it is. We never quite hear it until the teacher comes along, right?
Yeah, well, I always say to people, there's a right time and right place, and then when you hear it, that's when it was meant to have happened.
Okay. So talk a little bit about Pono.
Well, the word Pono means right, not in the sense of I'm right, you're wrong, more in the sense of I'm right with myself, I'm right with you. And when you're Pono with yourself or with someone else, there's nothing else to be said. You've achieved a level of congruency.
I was going to say, it's almost like a sense of harmony, balance, or
yes.
Centeredness, right?
Absolutely. Pono definitely brings with it harmony, balance. You can look in the mirror when you're Pono with yourself and you love the reflection.
That was fabulous when you said that, because it's like many of us look in the mirror and we say these affirmations, oh, I'm wonderful, or how cute I am, or whatever, but it's the sense of looking in the mirror and actually meaning it, right?
Exactly, and you feel it, you mean it, you see it, you have a sense of it. It's the whole package. When you're Pono, you love the reflection. You know that there are things that you can improve, and you know that things are perfect the way that they are. That's
wow.
Funny.
Now tell us how this fits in the forgiveness exercise that you, well, it's not just an exercise, you actually teach seminars in this too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that becoming right with yourself is a fundamental aspect of moving forward in life. And in the ancient Hawaiian language, there was no phrase for I'm sorry. Because I'm sorry, if you even try this on in your head, is very one-sided. It's blunt.
Mm-hmm.
It ends. In ancient times, you would say a kalamai iau, which means please forgive me. And then what you would ask is for the forgiveness to come back. So you would say, I forgive you too. And it creates a connection. And then once you have a forgiveness, you are meant to forget the negative aspect that happened and incorporate the positive learnings of the event. One of my teachers said to forgive and to not forget is to never forgive in the first place.
Well, that is just something that's astonishing, because so many times in Western culture or even on the TV talk shows or psychologists online or whatever, we hear people say, well, I can certainly forgive him, but I won't ever forget what happened. And, you know, you often hear that said with a tone of slight sarcasm, and you think, well, I don't know if this person really is forgiven, but, you know, who am I to judge?
No, that's very true. And that's why in ancient times, it was known that if you hold on to unforgiveness, that is not forgiving the other person, you're only hurting one person. You're only hurting yourself.
So
and in fact, some people actually who set out to do a transgression, if you don't forgive them, they actually like that. I mean, there are stories about people that did wrong that actually they're getting energy by you sitting there and one of
them. Well, and you being angry about it, right?
Exactly. I mean,
yeah, that's what they want, maybe wanted to do in the first place.
Exactly.
And so you give them the pleasure of getting that fulfilled. So, but it's
like
much
easier. Give them the pleasure. Yeah, that's it.
It's much easier said than done, of course. So can you walk me through, let's just say, I don't know if there's any simple forgiveness thing, but let's just say you've had a little argument with your wonderful, loving husband or wife or life partner. And it's not a big thing. It's somebody didn't leave the toothpaste cap on or something, right?
Which is important, of course.
Yes. And so how do you somehow deal with that? Can you walk through that for us in a few steps, or am I asking for something that's...
No, this would be very easy, because it's something that I teach people that they can take home with them.
Okay.
And it's very easy to do. Now, I mean, there is the Ho'oponopono process, which is the closed eye. There's a lot of involvement with it. It's about a 15 to 20-minute process. We have a CD that we offer people.
Oh, that's right. You've got some wonderful CDs on there. And I actually had a copied part of it that I think I'll actually even include in the book. And we can put them in the resource section. Because
oh,
I think
fabulous.
It's a wonderful way of getting exposed to your materials. And as I said, I think this complements very well the basic law of attraction. And in the chapter on visions of health, we're going to talk about happiness. And I'm not sure that you can truly experience happiness if you're still angry at someone.
No, that's very true. I mean, so there is a process that would take a little bit longer than we probably have in this podcast.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing that I teach people right away in interviews that I do. In the future, if anything ever happens where you would feel compelled to say, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm.
the problem with that is that 2 weeks later, a month later, all of a sudden, I used to find myself still arguing over something I had said I'm sorry about.
Of course.
And then my partner would go, I thought we were done with that. And I would go, yeah, but I really wasn't. So what you have
right,
to do
right.
in the
and I'm notorious for that. You know, I can't let it go.
Me too. No,
I don't know what it is. I'll say, I'm sorry, I understand. And then even my brother said to me this last week, Joyce, you can't let it go. And I went, yep, you know, you're absolutely right. I can recognize that intellectually. But, boy, I just want to get one more word in there.
Well, I think it's the word sorry. And so the way that you would begin to understand Ho'oponopono is you would say, please forgive me, I forgive you too. And then you would say, here, let me just express what I need to say, and you get it all off your chest. You just say, here's everything I need to say. And then you say, okay, I feel better, please forgive me, and then you let the other person do the same. And when both of you have said everything, you accept each other's request for forgiveness, and then you're done. And just doing that, I've worked with couples, even before we do the process, just doing that, allowing the space for the other person to communicate and the space for you to communicate, and rather than saying, I'm sorry, you say, please forgive me, it's really easy to then forget the negativity and incorporate the learning. Because sometimes what your partner wants is so simple, you're just bogged down in the details of the focal point that caused this anger to begin with that you miss the bigger point. And by doing this, you get that and you learn. And then you remember the positiveness of the situation.
So instead of the two words, I'm sorry, and I know sometimes when things are so simple, it's almost harder to remember them. Okay, instead of those two words of saying, I'm sorry, you say three words. Please forgive me.
You say, please forgive me. And then you give it back to them. You say, and I forgive you too.
Okay, so we have a wonderful phrase here. Please forgive me, and I forgive you too, which becomes almost a mantra of sorts, right?
Exactly. See, I'm sorry is one-sided. It doesn't ask for any request. It doesn't even give anything. It just tells the other person that you're sorry, and they can think you are sorry. And that's, I mean, it doesn't achieve anything. Please forgive me puts the connection across. It gives them something to do, and you say, I forgive you too. It creates a circuit. And the energy then flows. Energy was very important.
Well, once again, there, you're talking about the circuit and the energy. This makes a lot of sense. I'm very impressed with your teachings here. And just having discovered, I've heard of you before, and I've heard of the HUNA.com site, but I've never taken the time to really explore it. So I hope that my readers will do that. And I think what we'll do is we were going to talk about something else on the idea of donating weight, but we're not going to get a chance to go into it today. So let's come back to you in a couple of weeks or so and talk about that. And then we encourage people to pick up the CDs, and they can get those online at www.huna.com, right?
Absolutely.
And there's a phone number that people can call, right? Also have a whole university here and everything.
Oh, yes, we do. We've launched an online degree program because I've got a lot of requests for education in this area. And our number is really easy to remember. It's 800-800-MIND.
Oh, I love it.
It's a simple number.
Okay, say it one more time.
800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you so much, and mahalo, as we would say, right, in Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely, thank you.
And I appreciate it, and we have just begun with you. How would we say that? How would we say that? I guess we're Malahinis, right?
Malahinis, yes.
Okay, we're newcomers into this.
You did spend some time here. You did.
And so we're learning, though, that we're learning something in just this 20-minute podcast. So I'm real pleased that you had the time to do this, and we will come back to you again. And I hope to meet you in person soon.
Thank you very much, Joyce.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.